boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I had to do one of the scariest things in life today.
I can think a lot of things.
And that is parallel parking in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yikes.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't really like parking downtown Cedar Rapids in general. It's nothing to do with Cedar Rapids. It has everything to do with me. I have so much anxiety about it. Like if somebody's like, oh, let's go eat downtown or let's go do something downtown, I'll be like, can you drive? Can you park?
Mm-hmm.
You do all that stuff. Or I'll take an Uber. I'll do whatever I need to do to avoid parking downtown because I just don't like doing it. I just feel like I'm not doing it right. And I overthink everything. But today, you and I really, really wanted Need Pizza. And in that area where Need is, the only way that you can park really is parallel parking. And that is it.
Right. Unless, yeah, you did like a ramp situation. Yeah. But then you'd be walking.
And normally, I would do that because I drove by Need and I was like, okay, there's nothing that's open that would be a quick little easy. Because, like, if there's, like, two open spots that's, like, parallel parking where you could just swoop right in, mm-hmm. I'll take that. But I looked, and there was nothing. So, normally, if I have time, I'll keep going around the block and wait for somebody to leave.
Okay.
Or I'll go six blocks down and park in a ramp or whatever it may be, and I'll walk my happy butt.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on a time crunch to get our pizza and to get it back to us and in time for our show. So I had to parallel park. And I'm telling you, Taylor, this is, the third time in my life I've ever parallel parked. The one time I did, for sure, that I can remember was with my dad before, like, he was giving me a lesson before driver's ed gave me a lesson.
Yeah.
And then I did it in driver's ed. This would be my third time ever that I truly can remember parallel parking.
How did it go?
Dude, I nailed it!
Okay, so what... See, is all the drama about.
I don't know, dude. I was like, wow, why have I been avoiding this for 29 years of my life? I have no idea. Well, it's not 29 because I could only drive for how long? But I'm like, I'm actually really freaking good at parallel parking. Why do I not do it more? I have no idea.
I don't know either. Because it'd be one thing if you're like traumatized, you had to do like a 16-point turn situation.
No, I did have to. Did I have to do it a couple times? Yeah, but it wasn't to the point where I'm like embarrassed that I'm like, oh yeah, there's people taking videos of me. I think I did it to the point where I was like, no, it looks like I know what I'm doing.
Mm.
Like, I'm pretty proud of myself for parallel parking today.
Are you going to do it again?
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, Taylor, I think I might just go downtown tomorrow and just parallel for fun. What?
It sounds like the least amount of fun ever.
That's how I'm spending my Saturday, paralleling for fun.
Okay, good for you.
Because I'm good at it. Hey, and I also did it with no backup camera because I have a lame car.
Okay, yep, you win.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The Olympics have been so much fun to watch, and I cannot believe they're going to be over on Saturday or Sunday, I think, is the...
Seriously? Already?
Closing ceremony.
Wow.
And I think my favorite part about the Olympics this time around, it felt like there was a lot more, like, viral memes and people that got a lot of attention that wasn't necessarily for, like, winning a gold medal.
Yeah.
And it's bringing me to... The Olympics are almost over. How can we be ready for the next Olympics to come around? Because I think they're going to be in our neck of the woods in Los Angeles. So I found...
America!
Yeah! obviously, you're not going to be an Olympian. I'm not going to be an Olympian.
You don't know that. I mean, I'm
well, survey says. Probably not. So I found some interesting, a little bit different... Olympic jobs that you probably didn't know existed that maybe you could get involved in.
Okay.
So we all obviously saw Bob the Cap Catcher.
Yeah.
In the swimming
I don't think I can do that one.
No, you definitely want to be able to swim for that. But that's one of those like odd jobs that you'd be like, oh, I would have never thought. They have somebody on the side of the pool who dives down and gets the swimming caps that fall off of people.
Nope, as someone who's self-taught swimming, I probably am not the best fit for that.
Okay, yeah, same. Okay, I have a couple more I think that are going to be better fit. You could be a block builder. This is for the a block builder for the equestrian events. So the horses, they'd be jumping over blocks, kind of like hurdles, but they're made out of like blocks.
Yeah.
And the horses will knock them down with their legs sometimes.
Yeah.
So they have people who are dedicated to rebuilding the blocks.
Okay, that's cool.
Polishing them and making sure they look nice.
Okay.
Kind of like a professional Lego builder. That's another option.
That's cool. I like that one.
You could be a camera cleaner.
I would do that.
It's actually so cool for, I know you were into diving. Those shots, those diving boards are so tall.
Uh-huh.
So
to the splash gonna be splashy.
Right. But also, how do you clean the camera lens when they're getting splashed? They have like a giant, the longest mop duster Swiffer looking thing that somebody holds up and they clean the camera lens so that all the splash marks are gone. And then the last one that I've got that I think you could also handle is a balloon brandisher.
What is that?
Basically, it's for gymnastics. When it comes to floor routines, they kind of have to map out where the camera angles are because you've got like Simone Biles who jumps literally 12 feet in the
yeah.
air. So they have somebody do like a walkthrough basically with a balloon on a big stick, and they walk around and they wave it up and they flip it around to like mimic these gymnasts covering the space and flying through the air to make sure that the cameras are capturing it from all the angles.
That's my dream job.
I think we just found your future.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's my dream job right there.
I don't know how you apply. I don't know how you become qualified.
But I'm applying right now. It's not too early. I'll start working on it right now.
Oh, you need to have a balloon with you at all times to be prepared.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Tis the season where I officially become a jerk to all.
I'm like, you were just so happy saying it's almost, you're considering it fall. It's fall season. So what changed in the last literally 5 minutes?
A singular text message ruined it all. Ruined it for everybody because it's that time of the year. I don't know why this happens to me, but I get political text messages like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
Yeah. You would think I'm like obsessed with politics with the amount of political text messages I get. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not obsessed with politics.
I don't think I've ever even gotten one, so what?
Are you serious right now?
Where are you writing your phone number down?
I'm not! That's why I'm mad at everybody else. So I got one last night, and it says William, which is my dad's name.
Okay.
And then it goes on. So you know what I do? Because if it's going to annoy me, I'm going to annoy you.
Who, me?
No,
or
my
your dad.
Dad? I screenshot, and this I will do this for everybody. I screenshot the message and I send it to my dad.
I am so confused. Why are they sending it to you if it's meant for your dad?
I don't know. Because this happens anytime we get towards like a political season, whether it's like a presidential election or if it's any type of election season of some sort.
Yeah.
My phone blows up with political text messages for some reason. And it always starts with William for my dad, Veronica for my stepmom, or Caitlin for my sister. Okay. And you know what's funny? Is that when I get all these text messages, 1 out of 10 of them are for me. The rest of them are for my family.
So they're putting your phone number down
on
something. I think they are.
So that's why I'm like, if I'm going to get annoyed, you're going to get annoyed too. This is where I become a jerk and I start screenshotting them and then I send it to them. Because if I'm going to get annoyed, you're going to get annoyed. If I have to get the message, you have to get the message.
Oh.
Is it making me a jerk? Because I just am like, I'm tired of it.
No, I don't think you're doing enough, to be honest.
What do you mean I'm not doing enough?
It is very clear to me that your family members are probably getting stopped in a parking lot. Like, hey, sign this, blah, blah, blah. You know, because it's that time of the year. And they are like, God, I want this person to leave me alone. So they just, you know, write in some information. They're putting your phone number down, probably because they have it memorized. So that they can get out of it, and then you're the one that gets bothered. So I think you need to take it further. You should send the screenshot, and then I'm not sure what else you should do. Maybe send some GIFs of whatever
political party they
whatever
are.
Candidate is, it's for. Or I don't know.
I was thinking, I thought maybe you were going to say that I should take their number and start signing them up for ridiculous stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Even better.
And it's not just text messages. They're going to start getting like crap in the mail of things that they don't want.
And people showing up at their door.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it.
So my security camera went off last night. 3 a.m.
You know what time that is. That's the demon hour.
I'm telling you, dude. You know what? Do you actually want to see what this... I'm going to tell you, but do you want to watch it? Because it does.
Well,
also,
yeah.
Yeah, she does. Because it also records videos, too. Once it sees something, it starts recording okay. And keeps it on backup.
Okay. So did this wake you up in the middle of the night? Or did you not see it till this morning?
Unfortunately, no, I did not. I missed it until this morning that I saw you had motion detected on your back door camera.
That sounds like a nightmare. I would be so scared.
All right. I'm going to give you my phone. You can press play. And then you tell me what you're seeing on this security
Explain
camera.
Explain what I see.
This is at 3:24 a.m.
Oh! It's a raccoon. Oh, my God. He's cute. Okay. It is.
He's fat. He's cute, though.
He's well-fed, I will say.
Yeah, no, he eats my
trash.
Oh, my
God. So you had a raccoon, like, up on your porch.
Mm-hmm.
He looks lost. You better leave him a snack out tonight.
I know. You know what? I did think about that. I really did. I was like, because, you know, he's looking for right around there is where we keep our recycling. Sometimes we'll leave a trash bag, and then he gets to it.
Yeah, he's sniffing like he's been there before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so then, yeah, he is pretty well fed because he gets into our trash a lot. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what raccoons eat. So I was like, I kind of want to start feeding
trash.
Him. Is that bad if I want to start leaving him food? I don't know. Will I hate myself for doing that?
Probably. I think a responsible adult would say to like...
Don't do it.
Don't do that. Make sure your trash is like secured. No. But God dang it, he's cute.
He's so cute.
What are you going to name him?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Ricky.
Ricky? Why Ricky?
Ricky the raccoon.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm actually not going to be taking my eyes off of the window for the next, I don't know how long, 15, 20 minutes. Because here's the thing, okay? Who can relate? It's Friday. You're barely getting by. One of your coworkers suggests getting cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, everybody is
wants
in on
cookies.
Getting the cookies.
We have a pool of money right now that we all started putting in and we're getting cookies.
Producer Ben,
Thank you. You're
out there. On the road.
Thanks,
probably.
Soldier.
Drive safe because you've got precious
cargo.
That's where we're at on this fine Friday because it's like, you know, one person mentions it and then the scuttlebutt goes around. Lady J's in on it. Me and you,
yeah.
Producer Ben. It's like, who doesn't want cookies on a Friday?
We have all contributed. We're all really excited. And yeah, that's what we're doing.
It's a super exciting Friday here at Zoo 2.9.
Oh, my God. It's practically the end of the world for me over here.
Okay. This is... You know what? I can't speak. I'm not even going to judge you.
Yeah, don't even.
I'm not.
Because you got a couple more years in your 20s, so shut up.
Have your moments, sis.
I have dreaded my 30 birthday since I was probably 25, honestly. Like, I don't want to turn 30. I just don't see the hype.
And you're not turning 30 today.
No, I got 6 more months.
Officially.
Which means I have 6 more months... to live out my 20s.
Live it
Do
up.
Do something crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I need to know, what is something I need to accomplish, I need to do for the next 6 months?
Right. I feel like we need some outside. Okay. Like, when you look back to your 20s, what was that thing that you're like, man, those were the days.
Yeah.
My 20s were crazy because I did this.
Yeah, call us and tell us at 319-200-1029. Because... I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really feel like I lived my 20s.
Like, what do you mean by that, I guess? Like, you have a job.
I love my 20s. I feel like, personally, I love my life. I think I've done what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look back at it, I'm like, did I live it like the 20-year-olds should live it? I don't know. Because, like, I don't hit the bars that often.
Okay.
And I feel like that's what 20-year-olds do. They go to the bars all the time. They get cute on a Saturday night. They go for a couple of hours, have some drinks. I hardly ever do that.
Okay.
I don't even have like a public intox, dude. Should I have that? Should I? Should I have that on my record?
I don't even have a public intox.
Should I have that on my record? I feel like I should, and I don't have that because I'm Because I did nothing in my 20s. I don't know.
I'm so confused. I'm not, though. I get what you mean. Like, you didn't go maybe crazy enough in your 20s?
Right.
So what is it that you can do? Maybe not breaking the law.
Preferably. I think my dad wouldn't appreciate that. I also don't have bond money.
Right. So
I just don't know what I just don't want to get into my 30s because right now I don't. Right, to be honest with you, I have no regrets right now. I just don't want to hit the 30s and then be like, "Ugh, I regret I didn't do that in my 20s.
I wish I would have done that when I was just a little bit younger."
Right, and I don't want that. So it's like, if anybody's in their 30s or beyond, what is something you regret you didn't do in your 20s? Because I'm gonna do that in the next 6 months. I'll do all of it, every single one of it.
Uh huh. Or you're in your early 20s right now, and you're like, Destiny, I am living the life. Why aren't you doing this?
Yeah, I want to know what it is.
Let us know.
My only worry is that I'm going to hit 30 and I'm going to look back on my 20s and be like, wow, that was the dumbest years of my life because I didn't do anything fun.
Yeah, that would be super depressing.
I feel like, I feel like I have had a pretty good 20-year-old life, but my fear now is I'm going to look back on it and think that it wasn't enough.
Yeah, right, because everybody, you know, you hear talking about, like, your 20s are when you're wild and crazy. And
I wasn't wild and crazy. I've never been arrested, dude.
Okay, well, I think you should
maybe that should be on my list.
Be okay with never being arrested.
Oh.
But I do think it's good, now that you officially have hit your 29 and a half mark, to get some ideas of how to spend the last 6 months of your 20s. So you can call us and give us your suggestions. Fun ones at 319-200-1029.
I'm still down for getting arrested. She doesn't think I should, though.
I don't know about, like, arrested. Let's maybe hit, like, a speeding ticket or something. I don't know. Megan, what do you think she should do?
Okay, so especially if you want to have kids someday, I would take a trip by yourself.
Oh, like nobody else but me?
Yeah.
Okay, like how far are we talking? Like just a couple hours away from here? Are you saying we fly out of this place?
Well, I would personally fly, but I think that the most important thing is to go somewhere you've never been. So you can just explore and you have no idea what you're looking for, but you'll find it.
I think that would maybe be very hard for you.
You got that right. I can't figure out a GPS for the life of me. But my sister does this all the time. She did a lot of this in her 20s, and I always admired her.
Well, you got 6 months.
She went to Canada all by herself, and I was like, how do you find where Canada is?
How do you get to Canada?
How does one find it? I have no idea.
Where is Canada? Oh, I mean, that's kind of nice. Even if you were to, like, road trip to, I don't know, like, Galena, Illinois. I feel like everybody always, like, does road trips there for a weekend. You could take yourself there.
That would be fun.
Something to think about. Eva, what do you think Destiny should do?
You should go to a bar while it's karaoke night with your girlfriends and sing your heart out.
Okay, I love that because I've never done it before. Do you do it often or have you ever done it before?
Actually, I'm 32 and I used to do it all the time with my girlfriends and it was so fun. So I recommend it.
I think those are the type of nights that you probably are looking for, where you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, we had too many drinks and then we got up and sang Shania Twain. Oh my God, I can't believe those
kids
days.
One day, I want to be able to tell them something like that.
Right.
I don't have those stories.
Well, I think you should aim for karaoke over getting arrested.
Dang it.
Priorities.
I know it's dumb that I celebrate my half birthday, but I'm really, really celebrating it today because this is the last half birthday in my 20s.
Oh, man. Which, in your mind, means it's time to panic. Kind of. You're like, what do I need to do? I'm probably going to do the same thing, honestly, when that time comes for me, where it's like, oh crap, I have not done anything cool or fun or exciting to look back and be like, man, my 20s were so crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you need to do, I guess?
Yes, what I want to know. What should I accomplish for the next 6 months that I have left in my 20s to really live it out?
You're not going to like what I have to say.
Oh God.
Because it's not for everybody. I would take it a tattoo.
Okay. I have, there are days that I think about it, and then there are days that I think no to it.
The tattoo anxiety is real.
It's just my only fear. I have two fears. One fear is that I'm going to regret it later in life.
You will, probably. We all do.
That's my one fear. Number two is I am absolutely terrified of needles.
Okay, I think you should, because one of mine, I have a teeny little tattoo, and it's on the side of my hip, so I hardly ever see it. Nobody ever sees it. And it is, like, it's probably my most meaningless tattoo, but when I got it, was like, I just want to get something to remember this time of my life when I am 25 mm-hmm. and stupid mm-hmm. and probably don't have the money to be buying a tattoo, but I'm doing it anyways. Yeah. So maybe something like that, something small, something that reminds you of being young and 20 something.
Yeah, that see, I would think I would get it somewhere where I see it, but I hardly see it.
Yeah.
So if I do end up regretting it, I hardly see it.
And then when you get old, you have that reminder to be like, oh, I was young once. I was dumb.
The thing is, I have no idea. I have thought I would do a Post Malone lyric or his face.
I think we could workshop that.
Okay.
Maybe. She doesn't like that. I mean, whatever. Or get yourself a temporary tattoo and call it a day. I don't know.
What do I need to accomplish in the next 6 months in my 20s? What do you think I need to do? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Freaking out because I only have 6 more months really to live my life, it feels
okay,
like.
Okay, well, no, that's not true.
It's what it feels like, Taylor. Let me be a little dramatic here.
Go ahead. Have your moment.
I don't know. They say 30s is your best time of your life. It's 30, flirty, and thriving. I just don't believe you. I feel like the 20s are the best of your life, and I also just feel like maybe I haven't really truly lived them, and I have 6 months to do it.
It's the time that you probably are going to be, like, the most crazy and carefree, so you want to know, like, what are those last couple of things that you can do?
Mm-hmm.
As you're 29 and a half.
Yes.
And you can still call us at 319-200-1029. What do you think she should do?
Date an older man.
Hey, why is that?
Well, that way you can say you had the experience and get that out of your system then get somebody you want to marry in your 30s.
Well, check and check, well, sir.
And they're done that. My ex was a little bit older.
How'd it go? We're going to leave that one in the 20s. Thank you, okay, sir.
Sorry. My ex was a little bit older, and neighbor man's 5 months older. Or 5 months older. 5 years older. So we're doing good.
And Lucy.
Moving on. Let's pick a different one, please.
Keith, what do you think she should do?
Go skydiving.
I knew someone was.
Have you done it?
No, but I'm going to in the next month.
Are you nervous?
Well, I've never been on a plane, and I'm afraid of heights.
Oh my God.
Okay, well... Good luck. I mean, that sounds a lot like you. So if Keith can do it, maybe you can too.
Mm-hmm.
Ella, what do you think Destiny should do?
Definitely go skydiving.
Oh my gosh.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I always do risky things like that.
Okay, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, oh my God, it's terrifying. How terrifying is it?
Definitely a 7, but you get used to it. It's very fun.
Okay.
Would you actually consider that?
I've actually considered it for quite some time. I've really thought about going skydiving. There's like a local airport in my hometown that I believe does it. And I really, really, really want to do it. The only thing is my biggest fear is that I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to get there. And then right when we're in the plane is when I'm going to chicken out.
Oh.
And that's my fear. But what I want to do is I know that you have to jump out when the instructor's...
With a buddy.
The instructor's like attached mm-hmm. to you, thank God. But I want to do it with somebody else. So I want to jump out, but then also I want like you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do it?
No, I'm sorry. No, because my fear is not only of heights and such, I would be scared that I would wet myself on the instructor. Okay.
I didn't have that fear until just now.
I don't really want
He's
that
like,
to happen.
Wait a minute, it's not raining.
Suddenly really warm. Yeah,
my
gross.
Fear now would be like, I'm drooling. I drool a lot. I drool so much. This man would be smothered in my drool.
It's like more intimate than anything you could ever do with somebody at skydive.
I pretty much just made out with the instructor.
Literally. Yeah, anyways, that's my fear.
And peed on him.
So you can go by yourself. Kristen, what do you think Destiny should do?
I think that you really should go downtown, Cedar Rapids, Parallel Park, go to Rock Bar and American Grill, and ride that mechanical bull.
I have never done it before.
You've never done it?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be nifty 50 this year. So before you turn flirty 30, you got to do it.
I got to let that thing throw me off of it.
All I need, all I need, all I need. Hey.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You kind of got to take relationship advice off TikTok with a grain of salt, I would say. Because really, what's a relationship expert? And there's one guy whose name is Jake
Maddox. I feel like I'd be good at being a relationship.
I don't think so.
Okay. Once I get it figured out, I'll be a good one.
Okay.
Give me a couple more years.
There's one who is pretty polarizing. His name is Jake Maddox, and he calls himself a no-nonsense dating coach. So he's pretty brutal and real and raw with his advice. Now, the latest thing that has got people riled up is he put a time limit of, if your boyfriend doesn't say I love you by this time, it's not going to work out.
Oh.
Would you like to guess how long he thinks it should take for your mans to say I love you?
Within the 3 to 4 months or 5 to 6 months range?
Well, guess. You just give me like 4 different answers.
Well, 3 to 4. Can I not say 3 to 4?
No, that works, honestly, and you're right. He said if your guy doesn't say I love you within 3 months of starting the relationship, you're not an ideal partner. You've wasted your time and they don't prioritize you, I guess. So now there's like people who feel really passionately like, yes, you're right. Mm. I got engaged in 6 weeks, got married at 6 months, and here we are 10 years later. And then there's other people that are like, I don't buy that. I don't think that's true at all. Mm-hmm. 3 months is not very long to figure that out. So I wanted to know what you think.
You know me. I'm a sucker for love. So I feel like I do feel like it takes me a bit, but I also feel like I'm slightly fast to say I love you. Mm. I'm in the 3 month range. So really? I don't know. I feel like it does take me a while, but I'm also fast. I feel like I'm a slow fast because I feel like 3 months is slow fast. So I am in within that month, and I believe that's when me and Neighborman said I loved each other was in the 3 month range.
Which I get, like, I think that's fine.
I said it first, but slightly slightly intoxicated.
Oh,
so
God, that's,
yeah, that's sober
goes.
Thoughts, you know?
Well, yeah. I guess so. I think that's is normal. Like, we're adults. You know what you're feeling most of the time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a red flag or it's not going to work out if you don't say it within 3 months.
Is it a red flag if they don't say it back to you? Because, see, when I said it to him, again, I was intoxicated and he knew that. So he didn't, I don't know if he was just being like a true gentleman. And he was like, I'm not going to say that because I don't know where your headspace is at because you're intoxicated. And so he didn't say it back to me. And then I just pretended like it never happened, even though I knew, even though I knew I said I love you and he didn't. But then he did a couple, like, it was like literally within a couple weeks after that he did. So it was all good. We're good. But is it?
So what's your question?
Is it a red flag?
Is that embarrassing?
Yeah, that he didn't do it. That he didn't do it. Because normally when I've always said
you're more of a red flag for pretending like it.
It's
never
those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Up until this morning, I have been dreading the thought of the NFL season starting. Because my boyfriend's really into it, which I love, but he does all the fantasy leagues. I mean, Sundays from whenever the season starts to when it ends. That is the only thing that's on the TV. Mm-hmm. And then to put the cherry on top this year, his younger brother's living with us. And the two of them together, when it comes to sports, it's like, I'm not invited to the party.
Oh,
and
no.
That's fine, okay? I can't really hang with them in that mm-hmm. way. So I've been kind of like dreading. Okay, Sundays I'm going to be left out. They're going to be hanging out in the basement. Boo-hoo, sad me. Until I went to Hobby Lobby this morning and spent $2.99. Okay? I got
and $2.99 made you a changed woman?
I'm a changed woman. And I have completely flipped my attitude. And I'm now really excited for football games to be on the TV.
Okay.
What I spent $2.99 on was a football party platter.
Oh, dear God.
Is what I would call it, I guess. Basically, they had a cute little football section, and I saw that they had, it's kind of like, I would call it a chip and dip holder, I guess. It's in the shape of a football. It's so cute. And you can put like chips in it and you can put dip on each side. And in that moment, I was like, oh my God, I don't care about the football part of it, but I can be the snack maker.
No.
I can play housewife, wifey, okay? And I can try a new dip recipes every Sunday.
You can be Pinteresting these.
Oh my God, I can be Pinteresting, and then I can bring it downstairs. I'll do a taste test and then take it down to the boys and be like, okay, enjoy, have fun watching your little football game. And now I'm like, oh my God, this is actually going to be kind of fun, at least to start.
Uh-huh. No, that's actually a really, really great idea. Honestly, I might steal it from you. You paid, what, $2.99?
$2.99. And why wait for the Super Bowl? Let's just start the season off strong with some good snacks.
Because I kind of need a hack, too, to be honest with you, because I started to get into a little bit of football last year. Really, thank you to Spencer from 1600 ESPN. We brought him in last year, if you remember, for 13 days of football.
Yes.
Because Taylor Swift was going to the Chiefs games, and I wanted to learn, and you wanted to learn a little bit more about football. So he came in, and he really dumbed down football for us.
Yes, which was helpful.
And I started watching it a little bit more than I've ever in my entire life. Now, do I watch every game? No. But do I watch it a little bit more? Yes. But the thing is I've learned that Neighbor Man doesn't really watch sports just in general on TV. I know he is a Chiefs fan, but that's about it. Like, he don't really like to watch it. But I want to watch it now that I kind of understand football a little bit more.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I can convince him to watch it with me. But he's the chef in the family. The family, the house, whatever.
Whatever.
Not a family yet. So I'm like, maybe I could convince him with a little tray. I'm like, here you go, honey, bunny. Here's a tray. Make it look cute.
I mean, if he's like
me. While mama's on the couch drinking a beer without her shirt on, and then I'm in your boxers. I still like wearing the boxers, dude.
Okay, yeah. I mean, how the roles have reversed.
I don't want to make you jealous or anything, Taylor. Because you are my bestie, right? And we get to spend 4 hours together doing a show. Two besties called Those Girls in the Afternoon. But somebody has moved up in the rankings of friends here around the building.
Where are they?
What are you going to take them to the back alley? What are you doing?
That was actually really scary.
You scared yourself there?
Yeah, actually. I'm like, that sounded serious. No, but who is it? Why?
Well, I had to call Lady J today and ask her a quick question, something about work. I was like, I don't want to get up from my desk. I'm lazy. I'm just going to call her. Well, little did I know, because I didn't get up from my desk, Lady J was using the restroom. And so she took my phone call in the restroom and then later told me that she was tinkling, is the best way to put it.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time we have ever hit that level of a friendship. And I honestly, like, I feel so honored that she took a phone call with me while tinkling. And I feel like I have bumped up a new level of friendship with Lady J. Like, we are now besties, dude.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Like, does everybody do that? Probably. But for her to say, hey, by the way, I was on the
toilet.
I was on the porcelain throne when I took that phone call. Because most people, you clearly didn't know the first time
around.
No, I
didn't.
For her to tell you, you guys are tight.
She felt honored to tell me.
It's official, and you're closer than ever.
So it might be Those Girls in the Afternoon without you. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what? I will say, I've never taken your phone call on a toilet, but what I have done is taken it naked.
Oh, you have?
Straight up out the shower.
You have, and you never told me?
Because I knew you would react like that, you freak.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I've been doing Let's Get Quizzical for so many years, and I have never, ever, ever let you pick the theme for the trivia question. This is the first.
Control freak. What? What did you say?
Shut up. But you picked between a Jeep trivia question, a cat trivia question, or we continue with the pizza trivia question theme. And majority vote is from the text line that we are doing a cat trivia question tonight. Hold on. There it is. For International Cat Day. The question is, this sound causes a dramatic increase in your cat's stress level. What? is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
For International Cat Day, this sound causes a dramatic increase in your cat's stress level. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
International Cat Day is today, so get your cat a toy, some treats. They deserve it.
You don't have to tell me twice. I already got Target programmed in on the drive home tonight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to.
I know. I already got too many toys. The box is overflowing, but I have to.
They just deserve it. They do.
Mm-hmm. The trivia question tonight in honor of International Cat Day is, this sound causes a dramatic increase in your cat's stress level. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said ringing the doorbell.
That would be my dog.
Stresses your dog out?
Oh, my God. Mm. She goes ballistic. Even if it's on the TV, she thinks really? It's real life, dude.
Aw, like barking and
mm-hmm.
stuff?
Mm. 4715, dog barking. She don't care.
Really? Yeah. Not at all?
No.
I don't know what I think my cats would freak out because I don't have a dog and they've never been around a dog. I think they would lose it.
Luna, she's kind of a bully. She swats at the dog. I love it.
Yeah, she should. That's queen behavior. 7500 said the vacuum.
Again, that's my dog, not my cat. Cat don't care.
One of my cats runs and hides under something, the bed, yeah. a cabinet, anything. My other cat honestly lays in the way, and I'm like...
He's like, vacuum in!
Please excuse me, I'm trying to vacuum up your hair, actually.
This sound causes a dramatic increase in your cat's stress level. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
That cat hair and dog hair is insane in my house right now.
It's like, do I even bother? Because I can't ever hear
it. No. This is our favorite day of the year as two cat moms. It is International Cat Day.
I feel like this is like the maybe fourth or fifth cat day this year. I don't care. I'm going to celebrate it. It's international.
They got Cat Day, then they got International Cat Day, and they got Cat Mom Day. We got a lot of cat days.
I'm going to celebrate every single one of them. I don't care.
And tonight's trivia question. This sound causes a dramatic increase in your cat's stress level. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
So it turns out loud rock music causes a dramatic increase in your cat's stress level, which means I probably shouldn't go into the house tonight being like, hey, happy International Cat Day! Yeah!
My God.
Because that would stress him out.
Dude, I am not a cat and you're stressing me out.
Hey, but they didn't.
You're stressing me out.
That was the...
Oh, that was good.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.